I'm Bridie Windsor and I'm the head of exhibitions at the National Centre for Craft and Design in Sleaford. So I was expecting a symposium with panel speakers about audio descriptors. What I actually got was something a lot more rich than that, so it wasn't a kind of how-to, or it was very much a critical exchange about the importance of audio descriptors, how we need to challenge the convention of an audio descriptor, and also how that's a backup to other things, like being able to touch things or a human interaction as well, where people are speaking about things. So very much really varied approach and a really great event. We also had a breakout session, which was fantastic because that put me in touch with artists, service users, other curators, just, you know, people I would never have met if I didn't attend the event. I will take away something that I guess I already knew, but this is absolutely affirmed, in that, you know, we are better than the sum of our parts, really, and that by coming to these events is just so crucial, and having that exchange with people helps us all. But also just how passionate people are about getting accessibility right and giving it a good go. I think I was surprised by the amount of blind and partially sighted people who said it's okay to get it wrong. Give it a go, ask for some feedback, try and try again, which is exactly what we're doing with our current exhibition. But the fact that everybody is really championing that is really important, because coming from a small organisation without an accessibility officer, you know, you are going to get it wrong, so it's really nice to have that permission, really, to just, as long as you're trying, learning and improving all the time, then you've got the backing of the community, really, which I think is really inspiring for the curators who came to today to kind of feel a bit more empowered to give it a go.